We're doing the laws of Bishul, and we had discussed the idea of En Bishul Achal Bishul, that ordinarily we say that once you've cooked, let's say you've cooked a piece of chicken, so recooking it is not going to affect it, En Bishul Achal Bishul. But we have a Davar Lach. What about liquids? What about things that are more liquidy? For example, let's take water. You cooked water. Does recooking it constitute cooking? So he writes, the Kitzur Chot Shabbat writes, that when it comes to a davar lach, yesh bo bishul achar bishul. When it comes to something liquid, so then we do say there's bishul achar bishul. So reheating soup, according to this, would constitute cooking. But we have one clause, that so long as it's a little bit hot, so then we say that you aren't re-cooking it, because it still retains some of its heat from the previous cooking. Now, he points out that not everyone agrees to this. Some say that that when it comes to liquid, there's also ein bishul achar bishul, biblically. We say once it's been cooked once, then cooking it again doesn't constitute biblical cooking. But this idea that the Rama writes that we only permit it when it retains some of its heat is a rabbinic clause. The question is that a clause within the definition of Bishul? In which case we would say, that's what we mentioned earlier, that once it cooled down, then your reheating it constitutes cooking. Or do we say, no, the idea that it has to retain some of its heat is a rabbinic clause. Biblically, once you've cooked that soup, it's cooked. Reheating it does not constitute cooking. Rabbinically, the rabbis didn't want you reheating soup from a totally cold state. So that's two understandings, an argument between many achronim as to how to understand the Rama. Rabbi Feinstein and the Chazon Ish were of the more lenient opinion, that the Rama really ruled that ein bishul achal bishul belach, that even liquids do not get recooked when you heat them up again. That doesn't constitute biblical cooking. And when the Rama wrote, you just have to retain some of the heat if you're going to recook it on Shabbos, so the Rama was telling you a rabbinic stringency. That's how Rabbi Feinstein and the Chazon Ish understood the Rama's ruling. Others say, no, liquids really have cooking. There's a biblical prohibition of reheating up liquids. According to them, they would say that when it comes to liquids, the heat itself is a factor, meaning they agree that once you cooked soup, it's cooked. Just like once you've cooked chicken, it's cooked. But they will say that part of the biblical prohibition of cooking on Shabbos is that effect of adding heat to a liquid. Even though you aren't changing the liquid as much as you changed it the first time you cooked it. But being that it's a liquid, so the most obvious example is water. You cooked it once. What difference does it make? Now you reheated it. The whole factor of cooking in water is the heat. So that's the most obvious example. Sometimes he says you can be more lenient. Sometimes you will rely on the more lenient opinion. He says that the definition of retaining some of its heat is that you would still eat it as a warm liquid. Meaning, would you take that as something warm to eat if you wanted something warm? Would you take that soup? That's the amount of heat it has to retain. What's called a liquid? So here again, we have a question. Now, this is relevant very often on Shabbos. One issue that you have is, let's say you take coffee, or you take powdered milk. So do we look at the fact that the coffee is dry and it's been pre-roasted, so or pre-cooked, So then you'll say there's no problem putting coffee into kli rishon. I could take a pot off the fire, put in the coffee, because the coffee is dry and it's been cooked. If it was roasted, so then it was baked, and now I'm cooking it, so then I do run into a problem. But if it was pre-cooked, much coffee is pre-cooked. The same is true with most of our sugar. It's pre-cooked. So then, would I be permitted to put it into a pot straight off the fire? Do I say, look at it, it's solid, it's not liquid? Or do I say, well, in a second it's going to be a liquid. When you mix it in, it's going to be a liquid. So do I say, ein bishul achar bishul? Do I say, that's a solid that's been pre-cooked and I have nothing to worry about because it's not getting recooked? Or do I say it's a liquid, and being that now it's being that it will become a liquid in a second, and the pre-cooking is all gone, it's already cold, so then I would not be allowed to put it into a kli rishon. Yes? Correct. Much of our coffee is pre-cooked, not only pre-roasted. I think Café Namés, the regular elite Café Namés, is pre-cooked. If you remind me, I'll check. he doesn't quote the facts here, but much of our coffee is not only pre-roasted, it's also pre-cooked. So that's our discussion. He leaves it hanging. That's the Chazon Ish that says we would view it as a liquid because it ends up as a liquid. He leaves it hanging. Okay, so we said that there's no bishul achar bishul. There's also no afiyah achar afiyah, no tzliyah achar tzliyah. If something was pre-roasted, if something was pre-baked, reheating it on dry heat does not constitute baking. So if I want to reheat challahs on the hot plate, I don't run into the problem of afiyah. I'm not baking it. If I want to put in soup croutons into the soup, so let's take knedelach, right? Knedelach were cooked. Now if I'm going to put them back into the soup, I'm recooking them, so ein bishul achar bishul. We're going to discuss later on a different problem, that Chazal forbade putting things directly on the fire, even where there is no bishul or afiyah d'oraita. Chazal forbade it because it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. When you put a pot on the fire, it looks like you're cooking. So that's a different issue. But from the actual biblical bishul or afiyah perspective, there's no problem taking challah and putting it directly on the plata, because that's dry heat and dry heat. That's baking and baking. There's no problem taking a dry roast and putting it on the plata, because again, that's dry heat and dry heat. There's no problem taking a knedele that was cooked and putting it into the soup. Again, there's one more aspect which we're not yet discussing, and that's the aspect of the rabbinic prohibition that it looks like you're cooking or baking, and that we'll discuss Bezat Shem in a week or two. Where do we have an issue? That's what we discussed a little bit earlier. But if it was baked in dry heat, you can't cook it. If it was cooked, you can't bake it. So then we would run into a problem if people want to take challah and put it into the soup. People sometimes, they don't have soup croutons. So what they'll do is they'll take the crumbs of their challah and pour them into their soup. So the challah was baked. The soup is a liquid. That would constitute cooking. So here we'll already run the whole circle. Okay, you guys with me? So if I have the soup on the plata, so there, aside from the rabbinic problem, I have a biblical problem because it's on the fire, so that could cook. Ordinarily, you take soup out of the pot, you put it in a bowl, bring it to the table, right? So if I pour the soup from the pot into the bowl, then the bowl is a klisheni. So again, I have to worry. Maybe this is one of those things that do cook in a klisheni. The Gemara tells us there are certain items that cook in, that will cook in a klisheni. But ordinarily, we don't do that. Ordinarily, we use a ladle. So there's a contradiction in the Mishnah Brura. In one place, the Mishnah Brura says that when you take soup out with a ladle and put it in a bowl, that constitutes a kli shlishi, and then you wouldn't have a problem that doesn't cook. And in another place, the Mishnah Brura writes that The ladle is a continuation of the pot. You leave the ladle in the pot, you transfer from the pot to the bowl with the ladle, so that the bowl is only a kli sheni, so then you'd run into a problem. Some want to say the difference would be whether the ladle is sitting in the hot soup or not. If the ladle is not sitting in the hot soup, so when you take the soup out of the pot into the ladle, you've cooled it down a drop, that's kli sheni. When you transfer that ladle into your bowl, that's kli shlishi. So that's one question we have. Is our bowl of soup a kli sheni or a kli shlishi? If it's a kli shlishi, I have no problem pouring in the breadcrumbs into my soup or putting in the bread into my soup. So that's issue number one. Very often your soup is edible right away, so then it's not yatzoledes bowl. If it's edible right away, once you wouldn't pull back your hand, it's not yatzoledes bowl. So then even if it were kli rishon, we say it doesn't cook anymore. So then for sure you're allowed to pour in whatever you want. So that's not a problem. The issue is only when it's piping hot. That's issue number one. A point just to be knowledgeable about is that people tend to drink hot drinks when they are too hot for them. And over time, that destroys the root of the teeth. And this a dentist told me. Dentist told me this because a relative of mine was having implants. And I asked him, is there a problem drinking hot stuff with implants? And the dentist said, actually, there is. People don't realize it, but the implants have a post that's made of metal, and the post heats up very much, and then destroys the gums, and then that could destroy the implants. And then he mentioned to me that this is true of regular drinks, too. So that's why the concept that I said earlier, even though it is written in the Igros Moshe, that when you can drink something, that means it's not yatzoledes bo, that's not so obvious. I mean, the question really is, would you pull back your hand if your hand touched it? The fact that people drink it, well, some people drink things that are yatzoledes bo. The second place we run into this is with regards to soup croutons, which are very often fried. So if it's deep fried, meaning there's a lot of oil, you're basically cooking it in the oil, so that's been cooked, so then I don't have a problem putting it in the soup because it was cooked, it was pre-cooked. But what about if it was fried ordinarily, the way many soup croutons are? So then it's not clear whether we view that minuscule amount of oil as cooking or baking. And that's why it's not clear if we would be allowed to put those soup croutons into our soup if it was piping hot. One question we have is our soup a kli sheni or a kli shlishi? The second question we have is, were these soup croutons baked or cooked before? So that's not clear. We don't know the answer to that. 12.